From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Austin's reputation as a live music capital is thanks to a diversity of talent and sounds, everything from conjunto to psychedelic rock and beyond. Alejandro Escovedo is taking a look back at these united sounds of Austin with a concert featuring Lucinda Williams, Rocky Erickson, Joe Ely, and more. And today on the program, we'll take a listen to exclusive live recordings from these artists. Escovedo's first Austin job was in a library, and he'll tell the story of meeting his musical hero.
And so I said, could I see your library card? And it was Sterling Morrison from the Velvet Underground.
Also, St. Vincent teases another new song, a couple of Adrian Quesada collaborations, the week's music news and more as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Today on the program, we'll prepare you for a trip through 60 years of Austin music history. Alejandro Escovedo, Rocky Erickson, Joe Ely, and countless others are part of the upcoming United Sounds of Austin concert. And they'll be our tour guides this hour. But first, we like to kick off the show with new releases. And Lucinda Williams has just released the 25th anniversary of her self-titled debut. And there's a bonus disc with a full concert recorded in the Netherlands in 1989. Lucinda's also part of the United Sounds of Austin, and we'll hear more about that later in the program. Lucinda Williams on the Austin Music Experience.
I was later. The sky is dark and I make my way across the street into the park, and I hope there won't be no hesitating. My daughter is mainly sitting around and waiting. You say I'm wasting all my time. Look how time is wasting me. Say it's a fantasy world. This is reality. This is reality. This is reality. This is reality.
That was Tony Scalzo, who may not be a household name, but you know his band, Fastball. And believe it or not, this is his solo debut. It's called My Favorite Year, and that was Reality from Tony Scalzo. And we began with a new release from Lucinda Williams that's actually 25 years old, her Rough Trade debut. She had a couple of records on Smithsonian Folkways before the album Lucinda Williams. The re-release has a bonus disc with a full concert and all sorts of extra tracks. And from that 1989 show in the Netherlands, we heard Lucinda with I Just Wanted to See You So Bad. We continue with a new outfit from Washington, D.C., Bone, Fur, and Feathers, and they feature a member of Thievery Corporation. They currently reside right here in Austin, Texas, and our own Adrian Quesada produced this debut single. Bone, Fur, and Feathers play at Lambert's January 24th, and this is their song Someday on the Austin Music Experience.
Dream.
It's hard to come up with new sounds in 2014, but St. Vincent seems to be doing just that, judging by the first single and now this second song from her self-titled album that comes out next month. The song, Digital Witness, harkens back to her recent collaboration with David Byrne, and I've heard that the whole album was written right here in Austin. And a band that's now based in Austin, Bone, Fur, and Feathers, prior to St. Vincent, with Someday. That's the first of two collaborations we'll hear on the program today with Adrian Quesada. Bone, Fur, and Feathers play at Lambert's on January 24th. Coming up, the United Sounds of Austin, Alejandro Escovedo, Rocky Erickson, and others. Also, Midlake and Amanda Shire stop by Studio 1A as the Austin Music Experience continues. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas music history, we'll remember an artist who performed in one of the first African-American bands to record in Texas. Troy Floyd was born near San Antonio on January 5, 1901. By the 1920s, he was playing clarinet and saxophone in a variety of jazz bands throughout South Texas. Floyd eventually put together his own band, which broadcast live on radio from San Antonio's Plaza Hotel. On March 14, 1928, Troy Floyd and his Plaza Hotel Orchestra became one of the first African-American bands to record in Texas. Troy Floyd went on to perform with several prominent Texas jazz artists, including Herschel Evans and Don Albert. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll celebrate one of the oldest musical organizations in the state. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin music news, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. One more music festival is about to call Austin home. Clear Channel Communications, owners of more than 1,200 radio stations across the U.S., including Austin's KISS, KVET, and KACE, announced this week it's bringing a country music festival to the capital city. The media company's internet platform iHeartRadio will host the festival, and the lineup boasts big-name country headliners such as Lady Antebellum, Carrie Underwood, and Florida Georgia Line. Tickets for the fest go on sale January 18th, and the iHeartRadio Country Music Festival hits the Frank Irwin Center Saturday, March 29th. Speaking of festivals, the 2014 South by Southwest Festival and Conference has put out the call for volunteers. There are opportunities to work on festival production, registration, tech support, and more. Volunteers must be able to work a minimum of 30 hours or 3 shifts during the course of the event. Applications are available online, and you can get more info at volunteer.sxsw.com. And of course, there was big South by Southwest music news this week. The festival announced the third round of bands. Acts from this round hail from all over the states and beyond, from Atlanta to Adelaide to Azerbaijan, and that's just the A's. Texas is pretty well represented with over 100 bands from the Lone Star State, including, to name a very few, Austin Honky Tonkers, Crooks, Houston Indie Darlings, the Tauntauns, legendary San Antonio Power Poppers, the Crayolas, and Air Review from Dallas. The full list of bands getting ready to take over Austin is on the South By website. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt, and you're listening to the Austin Music Experience.
Alejandro Escovedo has curated a show he calls The United Sounds of Austin. It's a trip back through 60 years of Austin music history with countless guests, from the Skunks to the Bells of Joy, from Rosie Flores to Terry Allen. Matter of fact, we're going to hear Rosie Flores in a moment in this set, also Joe Ely, who'll be at the show, and Alejandro Escovedo, all with exclusive live performances for the Austin Music Experience. We're going to take you back to the old Austin City Limits studios where the TV show used to be recorded. It's called Studio 6A, and that's where we recorded Rocky Erickson and Ockerville River with this take on Goodbye, Sweet Dreams.
Goodbye, sweet dreams. Goodbye, sweet dreams. fierce and proud. I don't really care if people stop and stare. Give me all your love, a kiss and then a hug. I'm totally in doubt, little but I'm blind. I ain't blue, hanging around, just got skinny body here in town. Lift me up, don't turn me down. I rise above the crowd, I'm little but I'm blind. World's a noisy place, politicians in your face. I don't have a choice, I gotta raise my voice. I won't apologize for rocking through the night. Shoot my river to the black, I'm little but I'm blind. I ain't fooling around, just ask anybody here in town. Lift me up, don't turn me down.
On the Austin Music Experience, exclusive live recordings featuring artists who are part of the United Sounds of Austin, Alejandro Escovedo's multimedia production. Rosie Flores is part of the show, and we heard her doing Little But I'm Loud, recorded in Studio 1A. The legendary Rocky Erickson of 13th Floor Elevators fame is also part of the United Sounds of Austin, and we had a track there where he teamed up with Ockerville River on Goodbye Sweet Dreams, and that was recorded in the former Austin City Limits Studios. The United Sounds of Austin takes place in the new Austin City Limits Studios, and another of the participants is Joe Ely, and this is one of Joe's tracks recorded live in Studio 1A.
I'm just sitting here wondering, the world's gone to hell, and we blame someone else for the trouble we're in. In a big easy chair, at the TV we stare, while the world caves in. And it ain't no wonder that we don't get a break. It's so easy to find someone else's mistake. Give me a shovel, I'm gonna dig all night. Give me a hammer, I'm gonna chisel for life. Love is a thing, makes the world go round. Ooh, now, people, I wanna take you down. I'm just sitting here wondering. There's too many hearts, too many miles apart, and they can't give up. And no one can win, there's just too many bends on the river of love. And it ain't no wonder that we don't get a break. It's so easy to find someone else's mistake. Give me a shovel, I'm gonna dig all night. Give me a hammer, I'm gonna chisel for life. Love is a thing, makes the world go around. Ooh. If you ever get down in a hole in the ground, you gotta dig, you gotta dig. Breaking your back, ball in the jack, you gotta dig, you better dig. Give me a shovel, I'm gonna dig all night. Give me a hammer, I'm gonna chisel for life. Love is a thing, makes the world go around. Give me a shovel, I'm gonna dig all night. Give me a hammer, I'm gonna chisel for life. Love is a thing, makes the world go around.
Thank you. Take the fire in your hands and place it at her feet. Walk upon the mountains and then you'll sail across the sea. Her eyes are taken from the stars above. Her voice is five hearts breaking. Her voice is five hearts breaking. Her voice is five hearts
Two Austin-based greats with two exclusive live performances on the Austin Music Experience, and they're both part of the United Sounds of Austin production. Joe Ely did Dig All Night in Studio 1A, and Alejandro Escovedo with a version of Five Hearts Breaking. That song was on his very first solo album called Gravity. Alejandro is taking a look back with the United Sounds of Austin, and at this program, you're going to see photographs, you're going to hear speakers, and the featured artists like Alejandro, Joe, Rosie, Rocky, they're going to do their own hits, but they're also going to be covering people who influenced them in Austin music history. And it's a real look back. And every week on this program, we take a look back with a feature that we call the Austin Music Experience. Stick around. After we hear one, we're going to give you the phone number where you can contribute one.
Hi, I'm Alejandro Escovedo, and this is my Austin music experience. So when I first moved to Austin, Texas, I had worked in libraries previous, like at the University of California at Irvine in Southern California and stuff. And so I got a job at the PCL, right? I loved working at the library, you know? They were very cool with me. I mean, you know, I would tour. I was in rank and file. We just moved here, you know? And of course, being such a Velvet Underground fan, I'd always heard that Sterling Morrison was a professor here. And that after he left the Velvet Underground, he had stayed here in Austin, gone to school at UT, studying some very obscure medieval poetry of some kind, you know. And so there I was at the counter on one of my very first days. And I remember there was a good friend of mine standing alongside me. You know, as we were checking in this books, and this guy comes up and he's got like three carts of books. So he's obviously a professor or a graduate student of some kind. And so I said, could I see your library card? And it was Sterling Morrison from the Velvet Underground. You know, I didn't really say anything. I was kind of starstruck in a major way. Really couldn't, nothing came out of my mouth. You know, I don't think I could function at that time for some reason.
I'm waiting for my man.
Through the library, we became friends. And, you know, he would come to our children's birthday parties. And whenever I would go down to Houston, he'd come to these shows. And I wrote a song for him called Tugboat, which is on my earlier solo records. And you know, he was a big influence, but for me that was, you know, that was the kind of world that I was stepping into, you know, here in Austin, Texas, you know.
Hey white boy, what you doing uptown?
Alejandro Escovedo with one of his favorite Austin music experiences. Happy 63rd birthday, Alejandro. And if you'd like to contribute one of your favorite Austin music experiences and have it heard on this program, we'd love to hear from you. The phone number is 1-800-535-5533. 1-800-535-5533. Coming up, more exclusive live performances from Denton's Midlake, who return with a new singer and a new musical direction. Jason Isbell teams up with his wife Amanda Shires, and another Adrian Quesada collaboration as the Austin Music Experience continues. Hey, welcome back to the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. We continue with an exclusive live performance from Midlake. This is not your father's Midlake. Although they're still from Denton and still former students of the UNT Jazz program, former frontman Tim Smith is out of there. And he left right in the middle of recording this new album, Antiphon, which is their fourth. Guitarist Eric Pulido took over the lead vocals, but all the members can sing, and you'll hear that on this song, which is the title track to the album, Antiphon.
Nevermore.
It seems like Denton musicians are quite often part of the Austin music experience lately, and that's a good thing. Midlake is such a band. They're from Denton. Antifawn is the title track to their new album with their new lead singer, and we recorded it live in Studio 1A, an exclusive performance for you, as is this one from Amanda Shires, another Texan. She's from Lubbock, and this is our final Studio 1A session of 2013, and Amanda was joined by her husband, Jason Isbell. He played guitar, and this track is on her latest album, Down Fell the Doves. It's a live take on Wasted and Rolling.
The world zigzagged and leaned like stepping out of a gravitron, still moving, holding you, holding on to me, like the sidewalk was a tightrope or high wire. We were wasted and broke.
That band is called Money Chicha, and the song Chicha Negra, recorded live in Studio 1A on the Austin Music Experience. One of the band members is Adrian Quesada, which kind of brings this program full circle as we featured a song that Adrian produced earlier in the program, preceded by some Americana, Amanda Shires and husband Jason Isbell with a live Wasted and Rolling. You can find all of our past episodes of the Austin Music Experience online at KUTX.org. And find us on Facebook too, just search Austin Music Experience. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy, with assistance from myself and Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers are Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.